I wouldn't so great about ABDL, huh? Well, being able to let go and play, to bring out a little person inside of you and just enjoy yourself. You don't have to stress and worry about bills, rules, and life's troubles. Your biggest worry as an AB is if mommy or daddy will change you, and if you've been good. I started in diapers first, but I always saw myself as a little mischievous girl who would get the other babies in trouble and smile at them while they were getting spanked. I like to paint on the wall and then get my playmates to join in right before tattling. Then mommy gets so mad and turns them over her lap, and I sit quietly and wave at them. They get in more trouble when they stick their tongue out at me. This makes me laugh while they're sitting there crying and fussing that I got them in trouble and that they didn't do it themselves. I love being able to wear a diaper to bed, or all day, or out to the mall if I like. You don't have to worry about the conditions of the restrooms, either. You don't have to wait in lines. You can just go. Most of it is about giving up control. Depending on others, they will take care of you and give you all that you need. A lot of other adult babies I've talked to say the same thing, that giving up control and responsibilities is a big advantage to being an adult baby. You don't have to decide what to wear. Mommy or daddy does. Also, if it isn't the best of choices, it's not your fault, because they dressed you that way. A person is never more free than when they are back in childhood. So this is a big reason why I enjoy going back to play and enjoy that age. And I mean, everyone loves babies. No one's more coddling and loving than mommy or daddy to adult babies. To be fussed over and catered to is wonderful. Having daddy baby talk with me and mommy doing the same thing. Having them talk about how cute their baby girl is. So much fun. I know a lot of the adult baby boys love being watched over and played with by a group of mommies. The way their voices get all high-pitched and they forget how to make grown-up talk. The boys just love hearing it. And I love hearing it too, actually. I love how mommy always finds the perfect little dress for me. She will tell me how adorable I look and how I must keep it clean, and that good girls will keep their dresses nice and clean for mommy. But sometimes that keeping it clean business is just too hard. There are lots of sandboxes at the park I go to. I like borrowing other big kids' sand toys and digging and slinging sand everywhere. Sometimes I slide my shoes off and take my socks off and stick my feet in there and bury them in the sand. Oh, mommy gets so angry when baby girl does that. She'll pull me out of the sandbox and get onto me right in front of my friends. And they're always snickering, my face is red. And sometimes I tell mommy, not here in front of my friends. And then I get spanked and swats on my leg for that. And when I'm banned from playing in the sandbox at the park, I usually try to make mommy happy again by picking her some of her favoritest flowers. Mommy has a lot of favorite flowers, daisies, tulips, but she likes wildflowers the most. I pick her big bouquet and give her big hugs and kisses. I also love baby bath time. I get to play with all of my favorite things in the tub. My ducky, my little ponies, and my plastic Hello Kitty. I pour lots and lots of bubble bath when it's just me at home. And I climb in with all my toys, and I wash my hair, and I wash ponies' hair and kitties, and I wash ducky's feathers too. Then we all get rinsed off and can play. I never want to give up my sandbox or park time, or my bath playtime, so that's what makes being an adult baby so cool. I don't have to stop doing all those things that I love. If something makes you happy and doesn't hurt anyone else, then you should get to do it forever, I think. I get out of the bath and pick up all of my toys. Once I'm all dry again, I give myself a massage and baby lotion. I really, really like that pink baby lotion. It smells wonderful all over my body. And I take my time rubbing it in my skin to keep it nice and baby soft for mommy and daddy. And for baby too, because I like it a lot. I pick out my diaper and I put some special stickers on them. Another good adult baby thing is getting to put cute little stickers and decorate your diapers. I just got a bunch of strawberry shortcake scratch and sniff stickers. They're adorable and perfect for my diapers because even when I'm wet, I can smell like strawberries. I get out my powder, I rub it all over my bum and into my legs, and all of those places that get wet when baby wets. And I lie down on my bed, put on my decorated diaper, and it feels so nice and comforting. I pick out a cute nightgown to wear to bed and some night socks with animals or Disney people on them or princesses or whatever. And I love getting to collect passies with all of my favorite cartoons on them. I pick out one for the night and I cuddle up with my stuffed teddy or my little baby lamb and I'm off to sweet sleep. I don't even wake up to go pee anymore. I just go in my diaper and deal with it in the morning. This gives me uninterrupted sleep for the most part. And how wonderful is that? Most people wake up, you know, a couple of times a night having to go, and I can just sleep right through it. To play with other adult babies is the best in the world. You can escape from all the pressures of boy-girl relationships and just be as you would if your babies playing together. You can give hugs, share toys, and of course you get into fights over them too. And nobody gets along all the time. Overall, though, I have a lot of fun with the babies I play with. And I like exploring with the babies that I play with, too. Seeing how they look when they get their diapers changed. And sometimes those baby boys, as big as all baby boys, they grow inside their diaper. Usually when they watch me get changed. Mommy or Daddy will have me up on the changing table and as they're cleaning me and loving on me. The other babies that are watching to sit there and stare. It makes me feel good though. And sometimes when mommy or daddy pulls off that diaper to change it, I take that chance and that little opportunity of time to slide my hand in between my legs. Always look over the changing table at the little babies on the floor that are waiting as they start rubbing. But mommy and daddy tell me that's not very nice for a little girl to do. And they smack me on my hand and move it away. They've even been known to put little mittens on my hand where I can't do that. Well, I can do it, but it doesn't feel as good without my fingers. So they lock them up sometimes. They know what's best for baby girl, though. I'm not going to lie. I love getting attention from Daddy. I'll dress so nice and so pretty for him. Daddy likes to play tickle baby girl and hear me giggle and watch me squirm. He is always so careful when changing baby girl, too. He puts just the right amount of powder on to keep me nice and fresh. Such a good daddy he is to me. He isn't always able to play like I want to, though. So when he can, I make the most of it. You know, daddies and mommies are awfully busy people. Taking care of baby girl is hard work. And they have lots of other things they have to do in their life, too. So sometimes they get so busy that I stay with the babysitter. Mommy and Daddy tell me to behave my very best for the sitter, to be as good for them as I would be for Mommy and Daddy. But babysitters are like substitute teachers were in school. No one listens to them like they should. Okay, some babies do, but not me. I like to push and push to see what I can get away with, to see what rules Mommy and Daddy have forgotten to tell them. Maybe I'll get a later bedtime, or maybe I'll get to play with some toys that I'm not supposed to play with. Sometimes they don't even know when they let me sleep in Mommy's and Daddy's bed. I really like it when my babysitters have their boyfriends over. I sit real quiet at the foot of the stairs and watch them do big people boyfriend-girlfriend stuff. They think that I'm fast asleep, but I'm taking notes in my little head. I tell my sitter later, though, that I know what she did. And unless she wants Mommy and Daddy to know that she had a boy over, she'll let me stay up a little later. And then I get to stay up and pretend like I'm a big girl with my babysitter. And one of my sitters, whenever I catch her kissing on the couch with her cute brown-eyed boyfriend, she lets me get away with anything. She doesn't want to get fired, so after he leaves, she'll put makeup on me and tell me about being a big girl. Then it's time for Mommy and Daddy, so she cleans my face and I have to be a little girl again. I really like those special sitters, though, that watch big babies like me. They're a lot of fun, even though I give them a hard time. They give me hugs and bring me toys and play with me. It takes a special person to be a babysitter for adult babies. Especially mischievous ones like me. Daddy likes one of my babysitters a lot. One night he came in my room after I was asleep, and she was still here. He thought I was asleep though, but I was still awake. And I saw Daddy getting a diaper from my table, and his peepee was sticking out inside his night pants. It was so big and hard. I heard my sitter laughing while Daddy put a crinkly diaper on her, and I had to rub my diaper. I tried to see out the door. I wanted to see how she looked in a diaper. I bet she looked pretty. She always looks pretty. And I wondered if she liked being in her diaper as much as baby girl does. I may never know because I'm too scared to ask about that. But I laid in bed and thought about how it would look over her hips and how her cute little bottom looked inside of her diaper. One of the best times that I had with my daddy was when he had me play with one of his friends that he met in one of the groups. He had never played with a diaper girl before, but he was looking for one. I'm very, very curious about what it was like to take care of a diaper girl. So he spent the next day following Daddy around while he took care of me. Every time Daddy had to change my diaper and clean baby girl up, there was Mr. Mark. And he stayed in the house the whole day. And Daddy got me dressed. He told Mr. Mark how he picked out my dresses. Now Daddy liked to pick ones that were short, so if I bent over while I was playing, then everybody could see my diaper bottom. I was pretty sure that's why Daddy picked them, but I didn't know for sure until I heard him tell Mr. Mark. And Mark was really, really nice. He wasn't as cute as my daddy, and he didn't really understand about playing with baby girls and how we like to play games and be tickled and things like that. But he'll learn, and I'm sure he'll make a good daddy one day. Because he had a good trainer for my daddy. Daddy showed him the nursery, all of baby girls' diapering things, all the powder and lotion and wipes, and how we had that nice little wipe warmer to keep everything nice and warm so when it touches baby girl down there, it's all nice and comfortable. He told him about how to keep baby girls comfortable and always have padding on your changing table or to put them on a changing pad, or if all else fails, a few towels and blankies are good to lay them on. And Daddy was real protective. He didn't let Mr. Mark touch me or change me or do anything hands-on until the end of the day. And then Daddy decided that he was going to let him try. So Daddy helped me up on the changing table, and then he told Mr. Mark it was all on him. And nervously, he rolled down my plastic panties. He fumbled with his hands, nervous. I could tell he was so nervous with baby girl. He opened up my diaper pins and pulled that wet cloth diaper off of me. He reached over and got the wipes and started wiping me all nice and clean. My daddy told him he was doing great. And I told him that it felt really nice to have his hands down there in between baby girl's legs. And Daddy told him to try re-diapering with a disposable diaper the first time. So Mr. Mark got out one of the disposable diapers, and he had me lift my hips up, and he slid it up underneath there, and he got out the powders and sprinkled powder down inside of my, in between my legs, and started rubbing it in my skin. And his touch felt so good, and I looked over the edge of the changing table with my eyes looking up at Daddy while he did it. And then he pulled the front of my diaper up and taped it down closed, nice and snug, for baby girl. I don't think he did a very bad job. In fact, I think he did pretty good for his first time. And then Daddy helped me down off the changing table and thanked me for being real still and good for Mr. Mark. But babies are always supposed to be real still and real helpful to daddies and daddies in training. And then a couple of hours later, Daddy laid me down in my crib to go to sleep. I heard him and Mr. Mark talking, but in a couple of days that Mr. Mark was going to watch me for a day without Daddy around so he could get used to taking care of babies all by himself. And I was really nervous about it, because to be with somebody without Daddy, but I was also very excited to get to play with somebody else. And then when Daddy talked to me about it the next day, he told me he wanted me to be on my best behavior and be really, really good for Mr. Mark when he watched me, but not to make it too easy on him, so he knew exactly how to handle little baby girls. And Daddy said that I would be a good one for him to learn from, because I'd played with other daddies and mommies before. So when the day came for Mr. Mark to watch me, Daddy got me up early, and he got me out of my wet night diaper, and got me fresh and clean, and then he put me in an adorable little green sundress, just long enough to cover up my diaper while I was standing up. He helped me into my sandals, and he let me pick out a couple of toys to take with me. He had also told Mr. Mark about different kinds of toys that babies like to play with, especially little girls, and things that he needed to have around if he was going to have diaper girls. When we got to Mr. Mark's house, he had a real baby playpen already set up in the living room. It was not very much room for an adult baby, because it was made for real babies, but Daddy slid my passy in my mouth and helped me into the playpen. And then he handed me a couple of dollies while he sat down to talk to Mr. Mark. He handed him his diaper bag and told him which toys I had to have. I had my certain little stuffed bear that I slept with every night. And during nap times, and my lammy blanket. I liked my lammy blanket. I had it for a long time. And then before I knew it, I was giving Daddy hugs and kisses, and he was headed off. I know Mr. Mark was nervous, because he was so new to playing with diaper girls and little baby girls like me. But he was very, very anxious, too. He asked me what I felt like doing, and I said, story. So he looked through his little books, and I picked out one for him to read. He read The Tale of Peter Rabbit to me. I love that story, and he hadn't heard it in a few, I don't know, it's hard for babies to keep up with time. It'd been a while since I'd heard it, though. And Mr. Mark did pretty good with me that day. He got all my changings done in time. I didn't have to sit in a wet diaper for very long. Real good for him, and took a good nap, all curled up with my blankie and my teddy bear. Not too long after that day trip over to Mr. Mark's, Daddy told me that he had found a diaper girl, and that they were going to play whenever they could. And this made me very happy, because in that day that I spent with him, I could tell that he was going to make some baby girl very happy, and that he would try everything he could to be a good daddy. And I was extra good for him. Because Daddy asked me to be, and just because I didn't want him to think that we were all brats. And there's just so many things that are great about being an adult baby and a diaper lover that it's really hard to point one thing as being the best thing. And if I had to pick just one thing, I would just say that the fun that you get to have. Of course, that leaves it very open to what kind of fun. I don't know how to pick just one. But I feel very lucky that I've made friends that like the same things that baby girl does, and that I get to talk to people that like what I like and know how I feel, because they feel the same way.